You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. In this era of texting and tweeting, we risk losing some of the marvelous words that add texture and meaning to conversation and writing. So come on, Michigan, let's up our collective language game. A good place to begin is checking out the newest list from the Wayne State University Word Warriors. They dig around in the linguistic cellar and recover neglected words that deserve a place in 2018. Jerry Heron is with us now. He's the dean of the Irving D. Reed Honors College at Wayne State, and he is on the editorial board of the Word Warriors website. Jerry, welcome. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be with you. I wish you a wonderful new year and many wonderful words in this 2018.
Well, the first thing I saw when I checked out your website was the phrase, bringing back great words. What to you is a great word, Jerry?
I'll tell you one that I'm really fond of, nugatory, N-U-G-A-T-O-R-Y. Meaning of no value or importance. So we might say he rambled on for hours, his big words making the nugatory contribution he made to the debate. Now, nugatory, one reason we like that is that it sounds great. It's just fun to say. You could say, well, that's of no value, that's of no importance, but to say nugatory is just a lot more fun.
So it adds depth and meaning to our conversations when we find these great words?
Exactly. I think the world is only as interesting, as delightful, as colorful as our ability to experience the world, and bringing back great words that will make the world more vivid, present, and also accurate. For example, eucatastrophe. Now, that's one that J.R.R. Tolkien invented. And it's a sudden or favorable resolution of events in a story, a happy ending, especially one that involves getting a hero off the hook unexpectedly. So if you spent any time over the holidays in a superhero movie, you probably encountered a eucatastrophe, and now you've got a word to describe it.
That is great. I have to admit, Jerry, I saw your list, and I was very happy to see a word that was used in such an expressive way by none other than General George Patton. Let's pause a moment now and listen to a clip from 1970s Oscar winner for Best Picture. Here's George C. Scott delivering that memorable speech to the Third Army.
An army is a team. It lives, eats, sleeps, fights as a team. This individuality stuff is a bunch of crap. The bilious bastards who wrote that stuff about individuality for the Saturday Evening Post don't know anything more about real battle than they do about fornicating.
That word bilious was on your list.
It is indeed, and that shows the richness of our English language. English has perhaps got more words in our lexicon than any other language, and it's really special kind of language because it's picked up things along the way. It starts as Germanic, and then it picks up some French and the Norman invasion after it gets to the British Isles, and then we get some Latin and some Greek, and bilious goes back to this idea that our temperament is governed by the four humors, one of them, of course, being bile. And that tends to make a person spiteful or bad-tempered, just as General Patton used that word there.
Well, one might argue General Patton had a pretty bilious temperament himself.
Exactly, but he did prove himself to be insuperable, that is, impossible to overcome as a commander. And that's another one. You could say, oh, well, he was a commander impossible to overcome often in battles, but it's a lot more fun to say, I think, insuperable.
Indeed. Now, how do words slip away from us and become, actually, to use one of your words, recondite?
Nice word, that, recondite. That is a subject of knowledge that is little known or abstruse. He couldn't pass a history quiz to save his life, but the voracious reader was a repository of facts and recondite information. Well, I think what happens is that we have the richness of the English language with perhaps a quarter of a million unique words. We've got so many of them, we oftentimes forget to use a word or a particular set of words, or we forget that we've got this range of experiences we could describe with one of these great words. So it's worth thumbing through that lexicon occasionally to see if there are good words that we need to bring back.
Now, how do you and the Word Warriors dig up these words and then decide to feature them on your website or your annual list?
This is where we could use the help of anybody who's listening to this program. If you go to wordwarriors.wayne.edu, we would love to have you suggest a word. Bring us some new words. That's exactly where our list comes from. We're always compiling lists of good words from folks that come to the website, nominate a word, tell us why they think it ought to come back into currency.
Now, how do we use these words without sounding like a smarty pants show off?
In other words, you don't want to sound recondite. That's what we're saying.
Okay.
Well, we want you to be very couth. That's a good one, too. We usually hear this word couth as uncouth. Well, it's just as good if you drop the un. Couth meaning cultured, refined, or well-mannered. I think the cultured, refined, or well-mannered, the couth person, would introduce a new word just the same way that you would introduce a friend to some new experience, a new food that the friend has never eaten. You wouldn't shame the friend because the friend had never used that word or tasted that delicacy that you want to share. You would invite the friend instead into a new source of pleasure and play and fun. And I think that's the point, not to be recondite, but to be couth about this whole thing.
And all things in moderation.
Absolutely the case. Good New Year's resolution.
You can submit words that deserve to be trotted back out and used more widely by going to the Word Warriors website. As Jerry said, it was wordwarriors.wayne.edu. Jerry Herron, Dean of the Irving D. Reed Honors College at Wayne State and on the editorial board of the Word Warriors website. And we want to thank you for everything you're doing to bring back great words, Jerry.
And thank you indeed. And as I said, wishing you a great new year and many more great words in 2018. Bring them to us.